As Europe's skies open up, businesses are starting to tally the cost of the volcanic ash. Global supply chains were thrown into disarray by the closure of airspace, with ripple effects all the way down the line. NPR's Louisa Lim reports from Shanghai on the impact in Asia.
Every day, on average, 10,000 tons of goods are air freighted between Asia and Europe. But none of that has moved for the past week. Huge stockpiles are clogging up freight forwarding centres and warehouses. For some exporters, like Simon Aliband, business as usual has been paralysed by the volcanic ash plume.
It's had quite a significant impact. We currently, at the moment, from China, have 292,000 pieces of garments stuck in air freight warehouses waiting to be uplifted to Europe.
Aliband is regional director of Otto International, the world's biggest long-distance retailer, selling clothing online and to catalogue companies. The company is a just-in-time business. It produces and ships goods to order, rather than having large stocks.
If you're selling online and you don't receive, as an end customer, the goods that you've ordered in time, then of course you may well cancel. We can imagine our customers in Europe are losing millions per week.
In Asia, those worst affected include cell phone and semiconductor makers. Japanese automaker Nissan has suspended production at two plants for lack of parts imported from Ireland. In South Korea, one trade association put the cost of lost exports at more than $100 million. Asian gourmets may also suffer. Hong Kong is running low on its stocks of Belgian chocolates, French cheese and Norwegian salmon. But it's not just about fast fashion and food. The crisis could end up pushing up prices for consumers, according to Greg Nola, editor of Cargo News Asia in Hong Kong.
It'll cost shippers, the factories, a lot more to send their stuff by air to Europe. What happens with forwarders, they traditionally just pass on the costs.
And some are warning that even if the volcano does stop spewing ash, the backlog of cargo could take up to a month to clear. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.